stands for one name. Jews aim and slain anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
Nice hoodie you got.
Thanks, friend.
Oh, we're fixed.
There
Boom.
We go.
Boom. Thank
Much
you,
better.
Colby.
Thanks, pal.
Yeah, Mitchell and Ness put out, this will get cut because there's no free ads, unless they want to give us free stuff.
Be a real shame.
They put out a bunch of like retro All-Star game stuff. And like the San Antonio and the Phoenix ones back to back, I will contend were the best like uniform creations any sport for anything.
Oh yeah, those are like I don't know who did those, but I feel like I've yelled this before. Just have that person or persons just design this shit.
I would assume it was Champion because they were running shit back then.
Yeah, and they're back now. So like, let's hop to it.
Right. I don't understand. I was talking about it. Fucking blanking on his name. It's not coming to me. But I was talking to someone on Twitter about like the Nike Fourth alternates that they came out with this year, because everyone was wearing them Saturday night. It would be a good ploy by Nike if you could purchase these anywhere, but you can't because Nike's completely dropped the fucking ball on having. Like, I still can't buy a Kyrie jersey. Like, he's not only is he a Nike athlete, but he's like one of their premier basketball playing athletes.
Well, he's a rookie. He's talking like this guy's been in the league a couple years, made a couple All-Star games, won a championship. Give him some time.
He went from a large market in Cleveland to a smaller market in Boston, so I get that part of it too.
So, yeah, you're trying to get you probably get a Nader jersey quicker than you can get a Kyrie Irving jersey.
But we were talking about the Fourth alternates, and he was like, yeah, it's I just appreciate, because I was saying the Warriors ones I think are third behind Chicago's and Miami's. I think those are the clear top two, whichever one you want to argue for is I'm not going to argue against. But I think the Warriors, like the yellow, like Year of the Dragon, whatever ones they are, I think those are.
I wouldn't put them that high, but I do like those. Those are clearly the top two. I'm trying to think of who's three.
The Utah ones have grown on me. I hated them at first.
The red one? Yeah, I'm not a fan of those.
Just like the color, like all the way down.
I've seen a lot of love for them. I'm not a fan of those.
They like it doesn't. It still doesn't make any sense for Utah because I'm pretty sure all of those colors are illegal there. But
should be.
But I just think like it's visually appealing to me. It's like even like watching five of them out there, like I'm okay with it.
There was somebody, I don't hate the Sixers ones with just like filler
right
on the front. I don't hate the Clippers ones. Anyone with powder blue, I'm just in on
Correct.
Everything powder blue now.
Correct.
I don't hate the Knicks ones either, like the fire department logo. I like those.
I like the concept better than the execution.
Fair.
Like, I think it's a really cool idea. I just think, I don't know. It needs like New York under it or above it. Like, there needs something to tie it all together.
I'm looking now. There are some, the Cavs ones I think are the worst. No, I take that back. The Mavericks ones are the worst.
The Mavericks ones stink. They stink bad. And it's probably why Dennis Smith Jr. got hosed in the dunk contest. But
correct. No, okay. Easy third. No, for me, the Kings. The Kings ones are fire.
I do like the Kings ones a lot. I saw people hating. Like, people were like, oh, these look like soccer uniforms. I was like, I don't know if that's supposed to be an insult. I don't know. Like, what?
Yeah, soccer jerseys are crack. I don't know what people are getting at there.
Right. I like the, because, again, powder blue. I like the logo. Like, it's very regal.
Yeah, it's strong. The Lakers ones with the black mamba print are weak as fuck.
Very weak. Celtics ones are weak, too. I'm not just going to bash the Lakers. Celtics.
Yeah, no, they're weak. Memphis, I know what they were going for, but they're just so plain.
They are. I'm glad I read why they did that, because right when I first saw them, I was going to bash them. And then when I read what it was for, I was like, can't do that.
You racist.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, can't do that. What I will say, at least those mean something. I don't think the DC ones, which are the exact same, I don't think those mean anything.
Yeah, I feel like that's just like their regular home jersey.
Right.
I'm scrolling. The Wolves gray, I don't hate those. The Purple Suns, I don't think I've ever seen that. Did Booker have that on? Did he?
Yeah.
I was lost in his eyes.
Correct. Oklahoma City stink. Those might be my least favorite.
Yeah, Oklahoma City and, what did I just say? Also, the Cavs. I really hate those gray, land jerseys.
Yeah, Gray, like San Antonio pulls it off, and that's about it.
A lot of people like the Hornets ones, the Buzz Cities with the print on the side. Yeah, no. I do like the print on the side. I just want pinstripes for the Hornets. That's all.
Correct.
I want.
And they do.
They have a perfect jersey.
Yeah, luckily they still do wear those, but it's like wear the teal and then the white ones. That's all you need.
Yeah, just like the Hawks. The Hawks, in theory, I don't hate their alternate jersey, but it should just be Pac-Man. That's the only option.
Right. So we were talking about just how, like, he appreciated, he said he didn't think he liked the Warriors ones third, like you were saying, but he said he just appreciated, like, the detail to the shorts, only because it's been pretty much since, like, the mid-90s, there's just been, like, The uniform creativity stops at, like, people's nipples, and then it's just numbers and, like, plain shorts. Like, what? Like the Vancouver Grizzlies, like, their shorts are some of, like, the great, like, the Suns back then, the Raptors with the pinstripes on the shorts and the big Raptor, like, claw and logo. Like, I don't know what
fire
happened. Yeah, what happened?
Even then, like the hoodie print you've got on, that and the San Antonio and the Phoenix, those shorts, fire.
Right.
People just, like, it's like the old Elvis days. Right. It's like they don't film below his waist anyway, so why bother? It's literally illegal.
There can be a uniform resurgence. However, I do think even though they were plain, I like the All-Star uniforms.
Yeah, I did like those. I like the Portland ones too. Those grew on me. They're black with the touch of plaid and Rip City. Red jumped out. I like those.
Portland's another team, though, where it's like, I don't even know if they need alternates because their regular ones are very fire.
Oh, yeah, like the old, the Walton ones?
Oh, yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, like the uniforms used to just be so, I don't know what happened. Like, I feel like we've gotten so creative in so many other, like, music, film, TV, and, like, uniforms, we've just been like, no, very, like, have you ever seen the Milwaukee Bucks logo progression? It was like a viral tweet from a few years ago. It was like it used to just be like a happy like deer, like with its dukes up, like wearing a sweater. And now it's like we've gone to like a totalitarian state, and now it's just like a very angry buck just like staring, and it's like very like, I don't know.
It's like a deer overlord. I feel like even like before the punching, there's like the one where he's like holding a basketball, just very happy
with a smile on his face.
Yeah, now it's just like a 1984 big deer just watching over you at all time.
Yeah.
Like the Ray Allen ones, like the detailed ass buck, those Grizzlies ones, the Raptors. Like, yeah, people used to like, it was like real art on the jerseys.
Right.
And now it's just, I don't know.
Even like the Sonics had like six classics going at once. They were like, let's make a red jersey for no fucking reason. And people were like, yeah, this is fire.
But yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like people that complain about music now, it's like it doesn't sound the same as the albums. Like everybody uses keyboards. Nobody uses like real instruments.
Right.
I feel like nobody draws anymore. I guess it's all just like computer. Like, find me a picture of a buck, an angry ass buck. Make him angrier and put a basketball in between his horns. We're done here.
Giannis is like the nicest human of all time, and he's gonna wear this.
I forgot about those red Sonics. Yeah, I don't. Anything with green and yellow, and also anything with powder blue. Somebody's gonna figure out a green and yellow with like some powder blue accents, and somehow it's just gonna work. It's just gonna be phenomenal.
Correct. It probably will. Wait, what sucks for me as a Celtics fan? I've always liked purple and yellow. It did.
Oh no!
I think it just works. I don't like the Lakers, and it's sick. Like that, it pleases me that they fucked up just the shape of their jersey. I think when they had the scoop neck as opposed to like the V that they have going on, I think those like when they wear their '80s throwbacks, I'm like, oh yeah, this is a rival I can respect. When they wear like the Kobe era ones, I'm like, these guys suck.
Yeah, nah, you just got to become a big LSU fan.
Oh yeah, no, LSU jerseys are. I've almost pulled the trigger on a Odell one many a time.
You just join a frat, just become a Q, so you can just wear purple and yellow all the time.
Yeah,
Q dog mix.
Yeah, I should definitely join a black frat. That would.
Now look, everyone's got room for like one white, so you just gotta like
I gotta find the one where like another white had just graduated.
You guys have a white, like, yeah, man, Tony's got two more years. check about 3 miles down the road. I know their white just left. Thanks, guys. I'll let you know what I hear.
It was a pretty big weekend for a mixtape, and we didn't even do anything.
It's usually how it works.
Yeah, we just sat back, kicked our feet up, and technically two of our competitors just fucking shot themselves directly, not even in the foot, like directly in the face.
Yeah, I was going to say heart. like death shots, but yes, foot, both feet, maybe.
Apparently we put out a few good programs. News to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still waiting to get the deets on that.
And K. Marco featured us in the Barstool newsletter, a tremendous product that everyone on the internet should subscribe to.
Correct.
And this drew the ire of one Michael Rappaport and caused one of the biggest shitstorms. Like, I had been watching on the sidelines. Like I said, my mother was up. It was 1 year since my father passed, so I had her down so we could just be together as a family. And sure.
How was it? How was mom's?
She was doing well. She's in good spirits. Yeah. She's got retirement on the horizon. She's
in great spirits.
Oh yeah, she's living her best life.
A queen,
right? And she was down, and so I'm like watching, like the 3-point contest. I'm explaining to like Morgan, my girlfriend, like why any of this is happening.
they just keep shooting. I don't follow. Where's that Larry Jordan guy you always talk about?
And so all this is happening, and then, like, on like most of my timeline is that, and then the rest of my timeline is all Barstool people just going to fucking war, a war that some apparently we caused in an indirect way.
We are Helen of Troy.
Well, apparently, like, I think it's just very funny that, like, we got a little, and here's the thing, like, Rappaport's podcast, it did numbers. It did big-time numbers.
For sure.
And I would imagine that was partly because he promoted it 7,000 times a day on our Twitter account.
Which, just 7,000? Oh, wow, okay.
Which no other, like, we tweeted, like, once, and we're like, look, if you subscribe, you know where it fucking is. Like, it's on your phone already.
Right. Like, even then, people still seem to be very confused by that concept.
And I mean, he got big guests. I mean, he is a well-known, like, Hollywood. Like, he's on every show. Simmons loves him. All that.
Oh no, they Simmons loved him.
Oh yeah,
they fell out.
Apparently, that's a thing he does.
I too am a bridge burner. You gotta burn the right bridges, man.
right. Eventually, there's not going to be any other media outlets. Like, he's running all the way down. Like, I don't know who else is going to be there waiting.
He's just going to send that. Al Gore was not featured in the internet newsletter this week. Please advise.
Mixtape's been there. We are the 2-time, soon to be 3-time. I've already gotten the official word. Soon to be 3-time.
Breaking news.
Yeah. Featured podcast on the very prolific Barstool newsletter. And
I'd hate if K. Marco just put us there every week just to stick it to Rap, you know, just every week to the end of time. That'd show him, Keith, if you're listening.
It'd be great. Of course, Keith listens. He's very a true stoolie to the core. He
a loser to the core is what you mean. Is that what you're getting at here, Mick?
Yeah, it's like, oh, man, these people have skyrocketed me to the top of the podcast charts. They've bought my book. They've supported me. They're fucking losers, all of them.
They stink. These guys who had me on their show to promote this very book, they were on there twice, and I was not on there once. Please advise, Keith.
He has multiple emails. Like, that's the thing. Like, the guy who's been in, like, a hunt, like, one of the more successful TV shows of the 90s, even though I never liked it. He's in Hitch for, like, 4 minutes, which always catches me off guard. The original Nazi from the 90s.
Sure.
He's done all this.
He's reached that recognition, like your mom knows who he is. Like, that's like the famous level.
Right.
If your parents, like, oh, okay, I know him. That's fame. He's famous. He's legitimately famous.
Right. And we pissed him off.
Shame on us.
I walked up to Smitty. I was like, it's weird you haven't said thank you yet. I know you wanted him out of here, and it was us behind the scenes doing absolutely nothing that was getting this guy to this breaking point.
I know that. Smitty even coming to Smitty's in like Cabo right now, just celebrating. What a tremendous start to 2018 has been for him. For Smitty.
Yeah, no, he couldn't be off to a harder start, but he also has his arm in a sling sitting in the corner of the office, so he's still here.
Mm-hmm. You one step forward to 19 steps back.
The Smitty way.
Noted New Yorker, Adam Smith.
Yeah.
Noted Giants, Mets, Yankees fan.
Loves those Nets.
He always has.
But sticking with Philly, J.J. Redick.
Oh, boy.
Decided to just be racist, which is never good.
A Duke alum? Wow.
I know. Wow. Shocking.
A guy from Tennessee? Racist? A white man? Wow.
Is that where he's from, Tennessee?
Oh, yeah. He's from, like, I'm looking up now to get this. Yeah, Cookeville, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. That sounds...
It was... Cooking up racism is what they're cooking up. I'm trying to see. Like, I don't even... You know, something's, like, really, like, middle-of-nowhere country. There's, like, no metropolitan area.
Right.
It says the Cookeville micropolitan area. God damn, that's country.
It, like, you know someone not from Cookeville wrote that, because no one in Cookeville knows the word micro.
Like, of course not. Mack Brown, a former Texas Longhorns coach, is also from there.
Yeah,
so
that makes sense.
Math adds up. Mack and a JJ.
Yeah, so he said, like, the only, like, it. One of my friends a few years ago was like, Asians, like, if people are racist to that, like, he was on their side. He was like, no one, like, really cares about racism towards Asian people. And, like, that's true to an extent. Like, you can, like, you, it's almost, there's the most of them. There's more of them than there's anyone else. So it's almost punching up, but they don't have, like, the power of the whites. So it's not quite punching up.
But soon. They'll soon have the power.
Very true.
Patience.
Very
Patience.
True. However, there's always been one specific word and one specific gesture you can't make. And Yuri Gurriel in the MLB playoffs made the gesture while he was on the bench, got suspended for it.
Yeah. He still doesn't serve. He's got to serve it, like, this season, right?
Correct. Yeah, the MLB.
Awesome.
Yeah, they were like, oh, yeah, when no one will care anymore, he'll miss the first, like, I think it's, like, 3 or 5 games, like, of 162. Like, no one gives a fuck about that suspension.
Yeah. He's like, can it be the first series? Like, me and my family, we're gonna be in the south of France. Can we just stay an extra week? Like, it'd be a real shame if we missed that first series against the Rangers.
So, you can't do that. And then you can't say that word that JJ said and blamed us for him saying.
Very clearly.
Did
like,
you?
That was my biggest gripe. He was like, I got tongue-tied. I was like, you don't think they would have did another take for you, JJ Redick? Like, you don't think they would have been like, if he just messed it up, was like, oh, let's go again. No. No.
Batteries running low. We simply do not have enough time for another take.
Yeah, Robert Covington did it in one take. Why can't you, James Redick?
John Jacob Jingleheimer Redick. Yeah, that was the apology was bad.
All I heard was that the apology?
No, he of course classic 2018 apology. He took two screenshots of the note he wrote on his iPhone.
Sure. Also, I know he's sincere.
Oh, yeah. And again, it was more like blaming the rest of the people. Like, how could you possibly think I would do this? It's like,
saw the video. That's why
I heard you.
I thought these things.
And even still, he was like, I was trying to say NBA Chinese, and then I mid-sentence switched it. Like, I guess. Like, you. Now here's the thing. If that's the case, you would hear yourself do that. Like, you would hear the word.
Right. Right.
And then you'd be like, oh, no, we need to, like, delete this footage from the earth, and I'll do it again and won't be racist. But he clearly just said it all, heard it, and then was like, yep, send it.
Yeah, we're good to go. Print. Like, I'm sure before they were like, I'm sure they gave everybody a line, but, you know, have some fun with it, but just say Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the whole
video?
He
was like, oh, no, I've been writing. I've got my own idea. I don't need your notes.
Did you see like the whole video?
I think I saw like a reaction video. So I saw like
the one with the dude in the corner.
Yeah, that's the only one I saw. So like up to Reddick, I don't know who was after that, and I'll probably never know.
Kyrie just saying some terrible stuff.
Jaylen Brown just going in.
He's like, China? Well, to be honest, I don't quite agree with how they have their socioeconomic setup. I think it's a real shame.
However, I do wish a Happy New Year's to all.
Yeah.
They just speak some very fluent Chinese. Because of course, he just knows Mandarin. Of course, Jaylen Brown knows Mandarin.
So, yeah, he was making all sorts of other claims. Like, there was no one in the room with me. Like, it was the locker room he was in. Like, what are you trying?
Guys, get out of here. I've got to shoot a quick bit for Joel, Robert, Ben. Get out of here.
In his mind, no one watched it. Everyone was just like, yep, good to go. Like, yeah, so J.J. Redick, actually problematic.
Dang.
Real shame. I didn't expect that story to come out of All-Star Weekend. Plenty of stuff comes out. All these players hanging around with each other. It's a good old time. J.J. becoming... I mean, I saw other people throwing around, like, emails he sent back in the day. I couldn't verify if they were true. Were those things you had ever heard before?
No, I didn't. Oh, Lord. Email saying what? Oh, no.
It was like, I don't want to get into, like, the slander libel. So, like, allegedly, he, like, his sister was dating someone. I don't even know if that person was white, like, or black. It could have been anyone. Like, maybe he just says these words, but it was the word you definitely can't say.
Oh, boy.
It was like the Mel Gibson voicemail, but in email form.
Oh, boy.
Definitely not as bad, but still that word. Which you all...
I was going to say, hard to be, when you wish that upon your wife, God damn, hard to eclipse that.
A pack.
A gaggle. School.
We don't talk enough about how a bunch of crows together is just called a murder. A murder of crows.
That's fire.
It's so strong, I feel like crows don't deserve it.
I don't know. I feel like...
Like a murder of sharks. I'd be like, I'm all... A murder of lions, I'm all in. Murder of crows, I'd take out so many crows. You'd need no less than 500 crows to kill me.
I don't know. I feel like crows, you should just poke... Like, the movie Bird... People still don't fuck with, like, the movie Birds from the Hitchcock.
Right.
And those... You can see, like, the birds, like, on sticks. People, like, swinging them as props. And people, I don't know, man. That's why I wear shades outside, man. I don't know.
If I walked outside of a house and like a whole like oak tree that was from like the late 1700s was just filled with like 400 crows, like I wouldn't be the most comfortable for sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't love it, but I'd cope. Just don't poop on me. Like right. I'm not gonna let you get my eyes, but just don't poop on me, please.
Feels like fair middle ground.
I just grab one out of the air, just like hold it hostage. Is this your leader?
They all just stop. They like say, "All right, let Bob go." Like it's gone too far.
He's got Tony. All right, we didn't plan this out.
Most guys just swing their arms wildly and start squealing like a bitch.
This guy's clearly got some experience.
Yeah, this isn't his first murder he stumbled upon.
I kind of like Murder of Crows. Like I'm good with it just being that.
Maybe if it were like, ravens.
I think the issue is like you don't need a murder of sharks. You just need one.
True.
One shark is a murder of sharks. You need a murder of crows to do some. One crow is gonna do nothing but sing racist Disney songs. That doesn't scare me.
No, but like it gets under your skin.
Yeah, it's troublesome, but it's not gonna take my eyes. It's made bird. Imagine how racist you got to be to just make a bird racist.
Right, right. It's like, oh, that bird's black. People will be okay with this.
They'll get it.
All like Walt Disney built this incredible empire for children, and like after his first two movies were a hit, he was like, oh, what if we made like slavery look fun? Everyone was like, yeah, sure thing.
But yeah. You got my attention, boss. He was like, okay, go on this walk with me. Yeah. I'm going to paint you a picture.
It was Suzanne from accounting was whistling. He was like, that's it.
That's the one.
Jesus Christ. That was
awesome.
I watched like a 4-part documentary on Walt Disney, and that every part was like an hour and a half, and that was maybe like 15 minutes of all of it.
Be in prison or something? Why would you do that to yourself?
I do find it interesting. Like no one else was trying.
I bet you do, Boston. Mick Wahlberg.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of which, let's get into the actual All Star Weekend. Why the fuck the dunk contest judges and participants? There should be one prerequisite: you had to have dunked at one point in your life.
I don't think that's asking too much.
Apparently it is. Because three of those people, for sure, like the first person they brought out who could dunk was Lisa Leslie. And that was a wild scene.
I think it was Wahlberg. Chris Rock was the third. That was the one I was thinking of. Yeah. Chris Rock is all of 5'11 and 145 pounds. Like, I don't.
If that. Like, the Khaled walked out, and he's just a large human being. And sure. Then Wahlberg walked out, and he's at least, like, cut up. And then
all 5-6 of them,
right? That's the other part of it. And then Chris Rock walks out, and he's just like a string bean. And then Lisa Leslie walks out. It's like, oh, all these guys are 5'2. Like, what's going on here?
And she put on the heels. She knew what she was doing. She was like, I'm 6'5 in flats, but I really want to show the disparity.
And Chris Rock was in the middle, so he looked like the smallest, even though I think he was taller than Khaled and Wahlberg.
I think so, yeah. I think Chris Rock is like regular height. He's just narrow. I feel like Khaled and Wahlberg are tiny people.
They are, yeah. I mean, Wahlberg's for sure like 5'6", 5'7", like max.
That sounds about right.
And Dr. J, this was the first year he was like giving good. He must have been good and drunk because his scores were way off.
Yeah, I think he and Khaled like switched cards.
I thought Khaled was going to be given, like, 100 emojis, like, not even, like, actual scores.
The hard eyes.
Yeah, and the only thing he did that was on brand was he had an air horn that he would blow after 50s, which I would appreciate.
Which he never gave out, so.
There were a couple
50s. Not nearly enough air horn for me.
There were too many 50s.
Yeah. It's like there were, the scores were also too low and also too high.
Right.
It was just not a good night.
Right. They gave Oladipo, for not landing any dunks, like a 31. And then they gave Dennis Smith a 39 for a very good dunk. Like, it wasn't the first dunk he attempted, which would have been way better. I get that. But he still landed a very difficult dunk. It was probably like the third best dunk of the night. And he got a 39. Like, that was the fact that Larry Nance advanced for doing a worse rendition of his father's dunk. Just aggravates me to no end.
Yeah, no, we got to get tribute dunks at. Like, I get it. It was Pops. I get the tribute and all that. I don't wear his uniform, but do like a actual good dunk.
Right,
I'm in.
Right, because even like the people were trying to put the still picture of them both next to each other, and it was like, yeah, one of these looked cool, the other one didn't.
Yeah, no. Also, like part of the Larry Nance Senior looking cool is just he just looks like a statue,
just
cut up. Like that was part of it. Like, this statue jumped 48 inches in the air. Wow.
He legitimately, like, the pose he's striking in the picture, it's like the action figure when you get it off the rack in the store, like, in the plastic, right. Like, just perfectly, like, still. And Larry Nance Jr.'s was just not as good. Like, it's cool his dad was there, and I get the connection. All that's well and good. You don't just get a guy into the next round and give him scores he doesn't deserve because he did, like, a windmill.
Yeah, I don't know who to be madder at, like the judges or Donovan Mitchell. Like, he just kept hyping his dunks, and they were fine dunks.
Yeah,
but you can't do the Vince Carter "It's over."
No,
like, unless you just absolutely bring the house down. He did not bring the house down.
To be fair, he was correct. The night was over. He did win, but it wasn't the same as Vince. Right, when Vince Carter did it, like, I'm pretty sure like the actual roof of the building like flew off and is in space now.
Yeah, like I don't know. I was waiting to see. I was like, it would have been hilarious like if he did that. It's like, it's over. And like, actually, 45. Yeah, you got a 46. Yeah, you got a 46. You lost by two. It is over.
I thought, given that it was him versus Nance, I thought it was an easy choice. Like, he was definitely better. He had, like, he was just a better showman. When he brought out the backboard for the very first dunk, I thought he was going to do it on a higher hoop. I don't hate the idea that he just wanted a different angle to throw it off of. I thought that was all right.
Yeah, it was something I'd never seen. I was like, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. Something new if it's not impressive. If you're doing something old, you got to add a new wrinkle on to
right.
it. And jumping over three eighth grade size people while
crouching.
They're crouched
yeah.
down. Yeah, while they're crouched down, I would have put him out for that alone.
It was upsetting. And the worst part is on the replay, he obviously would have cleared them if they were just like stacked on top of each other.
Easily. They could have each just put on a very tall overcoat, tried to sneak into an adult film, and he still could have cleared them.
It was, you could tell Dennis Smith, like a lot of guys, saved good dunks for the next round.
Right.
Which is always tough, because, I think if he had landed his very first dunk that he attempted, I think he would have gotten a 50 on that, and then he would have just advanced. I think he would have just squeaked out Larry Nance. But, it's the judges just have to know, that guy's the better dunker, clearly. It's not like who's the guy I hate?
Kobe Bryant.
Well, yeah, but, the dunk contest guy, Flight White, James White. Who just wasn't even landing dunks in his first round. Yeah, we know you're athletic, but you're not even landing dunks. Dennis Smith was right. still landing impressive dunks. I think he still had the best dunk of the night, his second one.
Yeah, the reverse 360.
Yeah,
under, yeah, that was the best dunk of the night. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was just sitting watching the rest of the that was so stupid.
Yeah, I don't. That and Oladipo, you bring out the Black Panther mask and Bozeman, you gotta go harder than that, friend.
Right. That was. If he'd landed on the first one, I think they would have given him a 50, and that would have been very undeserved, but he probably would have. And, yeah, I mean, Black Panther, you talk about pandering to and not even working for you.
Wahlberg just gave a 0.
They're like, no, you can only – the lowest you can give is a 5. I give it a 0.
He's like, I'll walk out of this bitch right now.
So the judges stunk, and my least favorite thing that happens with all of this is everyone afterwards oh, man, the dunk contest hasn't been good since the 80s. It's well, that's simply not true.
Yeah, no, that's not true. Levine was sitting on the sideline, licking his chops. just wait. He's like, I'm 2 months off rehab. I could probably make the finals. He's like, yeah, just wait till he gets healthy. I feel like he's got one more in him at the very minimum.
And I know they try and keep it with younger guys. I know Oladipo was the oldest competitor. But it should just be a legacy type thing. If Gordon and Levine just did it every year, Gordon's hurt right now. But if they just did it every year and two other guys were there, Josh Smith should have been in it his whole career. Gerald Green should have been in it his whole, he should still be in it.
Yeah, if you're the champion, I feel like it should be defending champion or one of the top two guys. Levine was hurt, so if Gordon takes that spot, two other guys. And then I said, it's people on YouTube that do better dunks than this.
Right.
There's people on Dunk King that do. I wouldn't hate one of those spots going to one of those guys. You talk about keeping guys on their toes. Those guys come up with some new shit.
Or why don't any of these guys hire one of those or just steal it from? Because that happened. Someone got their dunk stolen last year or the year before. And, I'm okay with that.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
You could either just, steal it or just be like, yo, just come sit courtside. That's your –
right.
Are they going to turn that down?
Throw me the lob or something, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get your – wear a jacket with your YouTube channel on it, and we'll get you out here.
But I also don't think the dunk contest is in, dire need of being fixed, because we've seen what happens when they try and fix it. They have team dunk contests and a wheel and all sorts of terrible stuff.
No, the dunk wheel is – I think the dunk wheel is probably the worst thing. Not even dunk contest, just the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. I said John Wall can dunk with one hand and has a dunk contest championship.
That will,
just because of ye old dunk wheel.
I remember the first round too. It was three guys. It was game breakers on NBA Street, throwing each other. It was so fucking. Right. I was like, "What is this?" Like a warm up to the dunk contest. I don't need this.
No, it stunk. It stunk out loud.
But again, we had maybe the greatest one of all time 2 years ago? Was that when the Levine Gordon one was?
I think that was the Levine Gordon one, right? You guys scored like boxing matches. Right. Like, that was the first time they faced off.
Yeah. I mean, and like it definitely was bad. Like Nate, like they show Nate Robinson, they're like 3-time dunk contest champ. It's like, well, yeah, that was all of those were dumb. Like he shouldn't have won any of those.
Yeah, no, he should have like just combine those into one. He gets a third of 3 different championships.
Yeah, like he's got more than Jason Richardson. Like that's not correct.
I think Jason Richardson right now could have done better than Oladipo did.
Oladipo was bad. He was bad. That was not great.
No, in fact, bad, as you mentioned.
The 3-point contest, we saw a record set.
My correct choice, my baby boy.
It was. They were picking Kentucky guys for every event. Definitely is bound to work.
I'm just saying, I'm probably going to do it again next year. I'll be frank.
I don't blame you. But yeah, he was gunning. Clay was in a rhythm. Paul George was awful.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he just said that he and Jimmy Butler were just out late.
Jimmy Butler was for sure out late. Not even playing in the All-Star game is an all-time move. I love that.
Oh, 100%. That's why I can't wait. Next year it's in Charlotte. I can't wait till everybody's just on their P's and Q's because it's Charlotte and not L.A. LeBron's like, yeah, I was in bed at 9:30 last night, man. I had a glass of wine and I hit the sheets.
Yeah, next year is all like this. This year I felt like in the game itself they tried for the first and fourth quarter. Second and third, it got a little back and forth. But they came out like first like 10 possessions. Both teams were just shocked. They were like, oh, shit, they're defending. Like, I thought we were the only guys who were going to do that.
I think the refs were like, I didn't even bring my whistle. Like, well, I was expecting this. A block? What am I doing calling a block?
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, Jimmy Butler's just sitting there like, oh, I have to do that in the real world. I'm not doing that here.
It's actually a good move, Coach. I'll be frank. Since you're not my real coach, and we'll probably never interact ever again. I'm very drunk right now. I'm sure you can smell it on me. And if D'Antoni was a dick, he's like, yeah, get out there. 38 minutes.
Even still, that feels like a walk in the park for Jimmy. He's like, 38? Ah, that's all right. Yeah, that's a break.
Yeah, thanks for taking it light on me, coach.
Thanks for understanding. The game itself was good. I don't know how I feel about the head-to-head skills competition. Like, it's all right.
It's fine, I guess.
Like, it's good to start. I almost still wish they had the WNBA player, NBA player, and retired player from the... Like, I didn't hate that event.
It was where they, like, shot, like, half-court shit, right?
Yeah, you had to,
It was, like, the whole event.
It was, like, you hit a layup, and then I think it was, like, a free throw... And then, or like a corner elbow shot, maybe one of those. And then it was a 3. So it was usually like the retired guy, unless he was like a specialist, would take the layup. WNBA player would take the corner elbow, and then the NBA player would take the 3. And then it would just be like, hey, you have to hit a half court shot, and like fastest time won.
Gotcha. Yeah, I didn't like it. It was fine. I don't know the skills challenge. I do like that now they do it at the same time.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, God, I can't believe I used to watch them. You do this one at a time. Are you kidding me?
There would just be a guy out there who just couldn't hit the 3. And it's like, all right. Yeah, well.
Andre Drummond's just out there just making 17 bounce passes. He just can't get it through the roof.
Yeah, I told you. I told you Al Horford would not be able to hit that 3. He just couldn't.
Yeah. I told you, once I saw that bucket of balls, I was like, oh, no. That's just no good.
He needed to just rifle one of those into the crowd. Like Odell was sitting like behind the basket, I think. He should have been like, Odell, just right here. Just pass it here.
Just hit me in the numbers, and I'll switch this 3.
That's the thing. He would have. Like, he would have hit it.
Somebody suggested to me, I don't hate it for the 3-point contest if guys had their choice of if they want it off the rack, off the dribble, or off the pass. And I was like, I wouldn't hate that. Like, I want the best show as possible. So if these guys, like if Booker's like, yeah, I like a chest pass. If somebody else is like, nah, the rack is fine. I don't hate that.
I think you can't. I don't think there's a rule against dribbling.
Is it? Let's get it going.
It's just 60 seconds. Like, Paul George, I don't even think, finished. He's just, like, walked off.
He was like, I'm stinking it up. I don't want to have to shower twice tonight. Like, I'm clearly going out later.
Booker was just draining them. And I feel like it didn't get the hype it deserved. Like, Larry Bird didn't hit as many as he did, and that's, like, some iconic moment. Like, Booker just, like, I think he missed one or two.
White privilege.
Booker might be lighter skin than Larry Bird.
Fair. I have 60% of the white privilege.
Trying to think. Clay killed me all weekend. Every picture of Clay was just, he was higher and higher. It was incredible.
Like, I feel like he's still sitting at the Staples Center on the bench now. He's like, all right, guy, when's the game start?
Now he's just standing in that stance.
You talk about looking like an action figure. He's just standing like Larry Nance Sr.
It's funny because it looked like he was like in a commercial for Against Drugs, the way he was standing. But he was just also clearly too high to like know what to do with his hands.
Oh, yeah. They should have got Clay to do that. Did Clay do a Happy New Year's to the Chinese?
If he did, I didn't see it in the video.
That's what they should have done. It's just Clay just rambling. Because you know it's New Year's over there. It's not over here. Ours is in like June or some shit. But theirs is like right today.
I'd love to hear Clay. Like in his mind, he thinks it's just like a time zone difference. That's why he thinks they're just getting New Year's, as opposed to just being a completely different calendar.
He's like, yeah, we'll get it in 2 hours.
He's staring at his watch. It's like, 5, 4.
Like, Clay, it's 9:30. Happy New Year! Yeah. Mr. Thompson, please leave.
Yeah, the picture of him with his dog killed me, because his dog was also just very high.
Of course, just contact, just pure contact. Or maybe the dog vapes. I don't want to put, let me speak for Smokey. I'm sure Clay's name is Smokey.
And he had the hoodie on, just killing the game.
Of course.
And then, yeah, the team picture where, like, Harden, it looked like they had both, like, it was, like, fifth period, and they had just smoked, like, between fourth and fifth period, and Clay was just wearing it. He's like, I don't give a fuck. And Harden looked like he was too paranoid, like, oh, the teacher knows.
Wall had on, like, the shirt and tie under the jersey. He was like, yeah, Wall didn't make, he didn't make the grades. He just wants to be in the team picture anyway. He's the kid that didn't make the grades.
Yeah, would have been the best player here, but also
I'm
Rob.
I'm 19, yeah. And this is an under 16 league. I just turned 19.
Oh, yeah, we had a kid like that in our high school. Of course.
Yeah. Everybody did.
And it was like every day it was like, did they clear him? Did they, like, all the way up to, like, the championship, like, state championships? Like, can he play this time? Like, no, dude, he can't play.
It was a kid. It was like, oh, yeah, like, awesome. We play him after his 20th birthday. He won't be eligible. Everything up until that, he's dominant. But we get him on the other side of the break.
It's preposterous. But the game itself, I thought it was one of the best. I feel like it's always, like, someone's up 20, like, the whole game, and then it just ends.
It's like they're up 20, then, like, they start trying, they cut it to, like, 8, but then it's like, you're not coming back against 20 against a team literally full of all-stars.
Right. But this one was, I think Team Steph was up, like, 10 early, maybe. It was, like, 35-25, but it was a two-point game at halftime, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was just very back and forth. I thought it was, an actually well-played game.
I think it probably would have got to 20 if they didn't, like, at the end, if they were just like, yeah, let's just ISO on Joel Embiid for some reason. Let's just keep doing this. And Reggie Miller's like, yeah, they've got to take advantage. And Embiid just, like, blocking every shot. He's like, they've got to take advantage.
Yeah, they kept calling that out as a mismatch, which was true, just not the way they were talking about it.
Right, yeah, they were talking like he was like Vucevic or somebody. Like, oh, they've got him at the top of the key. He's in no man's land.
Yeah, it was Kyrie's wrists apparently can spin like 360 like an owl's head. I still don't understand how he dribbled like that.
It's a great move for sure. I feel like I've seen multiple people do that And I know I've seen Jamal Crawford do it. I feel like he just didn't get the hype Kyrie did. And again, it's a great move. I feel like Jamal Crawford just does it normally. Like, he just doesn't know how to just dribble straight up and down.
Correct. That part's very true. And I saw people crediting A to the O a lot with, like, creating it, which is fair. But
sure, yeah.
There's just something about watching Kyrie dribble. And even when he was in Cleveland, like, just watching him dribble, I was like, oh, yeah, this guy is just like he's just, like, dripping sauce the whole time.
Oh, yeah. He's one of the few people I would literally watch him do. I'd watch him dribble for 30 minutes, and I'd watch him do layups for 30 minutes.
Right.
Nobody else I would watch do layups for 30 seconds. But I would just watch Kyrie practice layups for 30 minutes.
Well, one of the things I like about All-Star Weekend, other than, like, the rampant collusion that's happening,
sure,
is, like, before the game, it was KD, Westbrook, and Kyrie. We're all, like, warming up together. And Westbrook was teaching Kyrie a new way to, like, navigate through traffic to get a layup up. And it was basically just, like, rocking a cradle, like, bringing it, like, very far behind your back while using your other hand to, like, try and, like, put the defender behind you, like, a little push-off that would never get called. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, and Westbrook was obviously like, yeah, then I'd dunk on him. Kyrie was like, yeah, I'm probably not going to do that.
Well, why not? Yeah. You're going to just dunk the ball to the earth's crust. That's how you finish it.
But then I was like, oh, like, I saw that, and I was like, oh, yeah, Kyrie, I can't wait to see that in, like, a few months. And then he did it in the fourth quarter. I was like, well, he just learned that.
Oh, yeah. I feel like Rondo used to do that. But, yeah, I think Harden was saying that. Harden was like, yeah, like, some interview, he's like, yeah, I can watch something. He's like, I'll watch it, like, three times and then break it out in a game. I was like, you don't even practice it first? Yeah. Jesus Christ. These guys are so much better than probably we even give them credit for.
That's exactly what I'm getting at. It's just, like, he was able to, like, if someone tells me to do the dishes or, like, take out the trash, it's like, oh, 3 days later, it's like, oh, man, I definitely should have taken out that trash. Westbrook was like, yeah, just bring it all the way the fuck back here, and then you can get a more open layup with, like, 5 7-footers around you. Kyrie was like, all right, I'll do it now.
Bet. You just basically do the Rondo, but you just mix it with, like, terrifying athleticism. It's unstoppable.
Westbrook probably saw him do it. He's like, he didn't dunk it. What is his problem?
What? Does it even count?
Westbrook. I think it's cool he's teaching other players stuff like that, because I feel like a regular fan would never even believe that could happen. Like, I feel like he gets looked at very unfairly.
Right. Like, he's just a fuck you type of guy.
Right. Well, even I feel like people just are like, oh, he only gets by on his athleticism. Like, he isn't actually, like, finely skilled. And I don't think that's correct.
No, yeah, again, the terrifying athleticism helps, but yes, there's clearly some skill to his game.
It's almost like it took a long time for people to realize Blake Griffin doesn't just dunk.
Right.
Like, Westbrook, when he was a prospect coming out of UCLA, like, he was kind of just, like, a terrifying athlete. And still is, but
Correct. He's
also, like, added a lot of skill. Like, even, I think it was last year in the playoffs or 2 years ago, I can't remember when. But he threw that, like, full court bounce pass that went through, like, three guys and then hit, I think, Roberson in stride.
Oh, that guy's, like, if you look at what he did, even his first couple years in the league and the type of passes he makes now, that guy's an amazing passer.
Right.
And as somebody who's been, like, a fan of his game, like, even at UCLA, this was something I didn't see coming.
Right.
Like, they were like, could he make the switch to point? I was like, I think he can. But I thought it was, like, when he was scoring like 22 and getting like 6-7 assists, I was like, yeah, that's his passing ceiling. No, he's just gonna get 11 assists a game now for the rest of his career. Like, what is this gonna stop? It's not gonna stop.
Right. I've seen a lot of people say his game's not going to age well, and of course he's not going to be dunking on people from the 3-point line like he does now. But I like it if as he, because Jason Kidd could not shoot at the beginning of his career, and he didn't also have this terrifying athleticism to pair with it, and his game aged pretty fucking well.
I would say that's the only thing. He is going to have to get that as he ages. The thing I worry about with Russ is just if, like, an injury, and knock on wood, like, if an injury just accelerates it, like, not just normal decline as he turns 32, 33, but, like, a bad injury just forces it, like, before he can start working on that shot or post-game, whatever, that's what I would hate to see.
I don't want to tempt the gods. I just don't know if he's like he looked like he took like seven shovels to the face and he was back like the next quarter.
And that was probably he probably wanted to get back sooner. They were like, right. Rush, we're like, Rush want a TV timeout. There's literally no ball going on right now. Put me in, Brooks.
So I don't like I agree, and obviously that could happen and it would suck. But he's just I think his game is go because like when he gets older, he's going to be less like muscle bound, too. That's just like natural progression as well. So I think his shot will be easier to control when his like biceps aren't bigger than the ball itself.
I don't know, man. That guy's a freak. He might just get bigger. He just goes
that's
the other
also,
way.
Yeah, that's also true.
Russ turns 34 and just shows up the first day of camp. He's like 235, just jacked.
It's like James Harrison. Like,
yeah. He's just cut up. Like, all right, guys, let's run.
Russ and KD are just pals. At least KD thinks so.
It appears so. I think this is, feels like a long con by Russ. But... like, of the... Like, who was your favorite, like, hypothetical duo? Mine last night was just like, I'd really like to see those guys play together was Kyrie and Durant. I was just like, man, that would just be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's hard to pick against that one, especially because I'm thinking of it selfishly as a Celtics fan. And
sure, it could have happened if Crowder didn't spill the milk.
Him and Brady really fucked that up.
Dang.
Yeah, it would probably be... I'm trying to think who else was in the game.
A lot of people are giving me Russ and LeBron, which is like if you just throw maybe the two most athletic people at their position ever. Just at people for 48 minutes. It might work.
Is that the case still?
I mean, not right now, but just like two of the athletic freaks.
Well, I don't disagree with Russ. I think he stole that from Rose after Rose stole it from himself. But I think
Russ is always, that's always been my, I've always think Russ is always like just pure athlete. I would have always taken Russ over.
Well, I agree with you there, but Rose was just in the league first.
Right.
So he was that guy, and he just got the mantle taken from him.
And then John Wall came along, and nothing was the same.
But, like LeBron has been that guy for sure, but, like, I feel like you can make a case Giannis is more athletic.
I don't know, man. I remember the draft reports. They said he's not explosive. Giannis doesn't have a 40-inch vert. It's only, like, 36. What are you going to do? The hell are you going to do with that?
And that was before he was, like, 7 foot tall.
Yeah, so it's probably 34 now. Yuck.
But it might be Russ and Giannis, just because like that could they're still young enough where they could grow together. I get Russ and LeBron, but I mean, again, I don't want to count out LeBron's athleticism for anything. Like moving forward, he really hasn't shown any signs of slowing down at all. It might be like I think Towns and Embiid could be really fun.
If Russ doesn't kill Embiid first?
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's coming. But before that point, because, like, what would you do against that if you're another team? Like, you can't, like you both of those guys, at least one of them is a known three-point shooter. The other one has his moments.
And well, he does it well. They still jump on it. That's all that matters. Like, Embiid could shoot 1% from three.
Well,
they
Durant
still jump
didn't.
At it.
Did you see that?
Huh?
Durant didn't.
Whatever. Didn't, well, he did his homework, unlike literally everyone else in the NBA this season.
They kicked it out to him, or he got a long... I think they kicked it out to him, and he was wide open. And Durant took one, like, jog like he was going to close out, and then he literally just waved his arm, and he missed. It was very funny. Like,
and B was like, oh, I didn't see... They normally, like, jump over my head. I didn't see that coming.
But, yeah, Embiid and Towns, Towns and Kyrie would be fun.
Very.
Really, Towns and any other All-Star, I would like to see.
Yeah, Towns and I was gonna say he didn't even get to play with his own All-Star last night.
Right.
I don't know. Towns and I don't even know how much they play together, but Towns and Clay just seems like different to me. I don't know. It would just be, I feel like, just elite.
I think
spacing.
Kyrie and Clay could be fun. We see like a more advanced version of that now already.
Right.
What about, like AD and anyone? Anyone come to mind with AD?
I would like, they weren't on the same team, but I've always said, like, if I, like, if Harden could pass like AD or had a guy like AD, and Capella's great, but if he could just go to a guy like AD instead of Capella,
right.
I feel like AD would score 40 points a game.
He already kind of does. So, yeah.
I was going to say, he's 32. Harden would get him those extra eight.
Yeah, that was when they came out and they were just missing everything for the first 3 minutes, I was like, maybe there aren't a lot of good players in the NBA. Maybe I've been wrong all along.
Time to walk it back.
Yeah. Did you enjoy the overall weekend, though?
It was fine.
I mean, we haven't even talked about the most electric performance of the weekend.
Dasha?
Well, I was going to say the top two. Dasha is like a distant third in my mind.
The halftime show?
Well, yeah, there was that with female Pharrell.
Jun Tao.
Yeah. I hate the people, too, who like to be like, oh, no, Jun Tao was the white guy. Like, get the fuck out of my face.
Right, yeah, I've made my joke. Get out of here.
Right. We all know the Asian Cisco-looking individual to be Jun Tao. Like, you well-actualing, because you've read the Rush Hour Wikipedia, does not impress me.
Yeah, no. You're no retweets and 19 favorites. Gets nothing here.
She was number two. She stole the show.
Oh, yeah. She was electric. I would still – the dancers in white, I don't think they got enough – they didn't have a singular star. I think that's the advantage she had. It was more of a 04 Pistons look.
Yeah.
But yes, those dancers in white were stars in my book.
Yeah, I think it was a tremendous halftime show. Although I was upset that like Future's verse just like played and Future just wasn't there.
He probably was. He was out with Butler. It was a long night.
And what like I think the biggest check in I wish we had her name. Do you know her name? I saw you. I know you know her Twitter.
It's, I don't know, M-E-T-T-E, something, Mete something. I just know she had like 200 followers last night, and I was like, I want to check today. It's going to be like 30,000.
Oh, yeah. But I think the biggest check in her positive box is, like, she came out of that car when Rihanna's verse hit. So to come out, not be Rihanna, and still have, like, everyone, like, pumped. I don't know if that's ever happened before.
I was like, yeah, nobody threw tomatoes at her. That I don't think. I don't think anybody hit her with a tomato. But yeah, she's a star. Some would say.
Oh yeah, big star. But the biggest star of the weekend, a guy who absolutely saved the celebrity All-Star game from
Kevin Hart. let me cut you off right there. With the pregame stuff, he couldn't miss.
No, actually, it was Quavo. I mean, we talked about the celebrity game before, and we were just like, oh, there's no juice for this game. And then at the last minute, they add Quavo, and the juice meter went through the fucking roof. And, yeah, he went out, honcho MVP, honcho Mutombo, swatting. Anyone can get it. He does not discriminate when he's on the court.
Let me see. Do you think that was – I wonder if this is another one of Silver's ploys. Drop like a lackluster name list and be like, oh yeah, we randomly have room for the guy in the group with the song of the All-Star game. We made room for Quavo. I see you, Adam.
Yeah, I mean, he had a big weekend too, the Silver Man.
Of course.
He was making headlines, making waves all over the place, but yeah, Quavo, did you see his high school football clip that was tweeted out?
Of course. Check. Five-star prospect. He turned down Bama. didn't have the grade. That's fine.
Check down Quavo. Like, that highlight, whoever made those highlights is the meanest person. Because, like, the first throw he makes, it's like, oh, he had to scramble, and then he hits a guy, like, 25 yards downfield, like, first and goal. Great play. The rest of the reel is just not good.
I imagine what didn't make the cut.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is, like, he had one really good play, apparently. And then he had a scramble for 2 yards, which I was like, when I saw it all happening, I was like, wait a minute, is he not going to gain more than, I thought he was going to gain like 50 on the play. I'm like, nope, two. And then, then he threw a screen. To be fair, they were all these passes were on the money. They just didn't gain many yards.
Hey, Berkmar is not exactly a powerhouse, as you would say.
All right. I'm not as up on Atlanta high school football.
Nor I. I'm just making excuses for Quavo. Quavo Testaverde.
Quavo Pennington. And then the final play was literally, I mean, to be fair, his offensive line was not good.
I think that was what, maybe that's what they were highlighting. Like, hey, man, he's turning literally nothing into something.
Well, the last play turned nothing into nothing as he threw like a 7-yard pass that went for no yards because that's how far behind the line of scrimmage. He was lining up like Jabril Peppers, but for quarterback.
I was like, he's just weighed 138 pounds his entire life. That's wild.
Yeah, I've never understood people with bodies like that. Like, I fluctuate like 90s Oprah. Like, it's not good to be the McMahon, but some guys are just like Chris Rock's never been over. Like, he's never been like, ah, I feel fat today. Like, not once in his life.
I'm at 151. I gotta cut weight.
But yeah, Quavo, clear MVP, 70% from the field,
easily.
Looking like the logo out there.
Also, does the celebrity game need to be? I don't even know how long the quarters or halves are. Does it need to be as long as it is? That's my only question.
Played
it was
21.
A fine game. Yeah,
ones and twos.
They play like 12-minute quarters. Is this necessary?
No. I mean, the game itself isn't necessary. You definitely don't need full halves and coaches.
Yeah, I don't know. It seemed like quite a bit.
I guess I saw a young person saying, like, Katie Nolan kept saying she was trying to get Jamie Foxx back to the court with bananas.
Oh, boy. Like,
I don't know.
That.
Yeah, I don't know why that wasn't a bigger deal.
Holy smokes. Yeah, I missed that. She didn't seem like a coach I'd like to play for. Oh, I think it was on, but I was tuning out the audio. Yeah, I missed that.
Yeah, she was saying, I guess before the game, he had made some big deal about, like, eating bananas, so, like, he didn't. I don't know. He was just like he had started it, but then she just kept bringing it up, and I don't know if that's the best play.
I would argue bringing it up once was not the best play for her.
I don't know. I mean, she skated. I only saw him talking about it, and now us talking about it. And I mean, it was a big week for, like, JJ kind of stole the show, but
I think she got out. We'll hear about it in the newsletter.
And then the rookie sophomore game, Juice was robbed. So, plain and simple.
Yeah, I mean, Bogdanovich had a good game for sure, but yeah, I did think Juice was going to get that. But he was on a losing team. That they did get 30 piece, though. Fair is fair.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't his fault.
I agree. Somebody had asked it. I can't remember who. Like, of those guys in that game, outside of Embiid, because he's already an All-Star, who would you bet on having the best career?
Simmons.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he's averaging like 16, 7, and 7 right now.
Can't shoot, though. People
he
forget.
Sure can't. Like, not even, not
people
even
forget that.
Close to being. I mean, if he plays his whole career and he just, like, can never shoot, but he averages like 28 and 8, like, I don't know if that's the worst thing that's ever happened.
Overtake them? With what Tatum's shown so far, my choice was, of course, Jamal Murray. But, like, I could see, like, Simmons. I mean, no, I honestly believe that, too. Like, I think Jamal Murray, again, is going to make a leap like Booker, like, next year, within the next 2 years. But there were some votes for, I'm looking at this, see, Murray got plenty of votes. Ingram, again, I think both of us are still on the Ingram.
Yeah,
train.
I like Ingram.
There was some Dennis Smith love.
Yeah, no.
Tatum. And I think those were the majority. I was like, nobody voted for Juice, even as he scored like 40 points.
Right. I mean, I don't know what he's ever going to do. And I a lot of Celtics fans have already latched onto Tatum, and I get it. Tatum's tremendous, but Jaylen, I think, is just going to always be overlooked, like, everywhere.
And I think it's going to work out in his favor. It probably sucks now. But I think it'll work out for Juice in the long run. I hope.
Yeah, I hope so too. So if you were to redraft two drafts ago, you would take Murray over Jaylen?
Let me see. That was what, 20?
It wasn't. Yeah, it was.
15? Let's have a look-see.
2016.
Let's have a look-see. Okay, Simmons, Ingram, no, I take Bender number one. Final answer, no. I don't know. I think that's really interesting. I really think Murray has a chance to be like just a phenomenal offensive talent.
I don't disagree. I think right now, I mean, Jalen might be shooting higher from three than Murray right now without me looking at anything.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
So, like, if he can continue to be, and, like, his handles are coming, his passing's getting to where it was in college and high school, catching up to the speed of the game. And he's already, like one of the better, like, on-ball wing defenders in all of basketball.
What's his PER, though?
At, like, 12, probably.
That's exactly my point.
Right, yeah. I mean, you got that. There is a point there for sure. I'd be hard pressed to not take him second in that draft. Like, I think he's definitely, like, earlier this year and last year, I still would say Ingram. But I mean, Jalen he's exceeding what I thought he could be, and I was already one of his biggest supporters.
Oh yeah, I was in on him since day one. Like right now, Ingram's up to like 38-39% from three. Like he's played well. I'm looking. That was kind of a solid draft.
Yeah.
Like Sabonis is there. Torian Prince is fine. Papa Giannis was just cut outright. It wasn't not a great pick. There's some. It gets bad after the lottery though.
Yeah, it does. It does.
We smoke, but there's still like LeVert solid. Zizek might be solid one day. Bryce Johnson will keep getting traded for solid people. Siakam, Scal, DeJounte Murray. There's some solid pieces after that.
Yabu.
Yabu's there. So, if you had to redraft that, who would your top three be? Simmons.
I think it's the same top three. I think I might just switch two and three.
You go Simmons, Juice, Ingram.
Yeah.
The thing with Ingram, one, I do think his shot's going to be legit. Two, like with Lonzo out, him playing the point, I do think that's going to have, like, I think it's going to pay real dividends down the line.
I could see that.
I don't know if Juice will ever get there, but I don't think Ingram will ever get to where Juice is defending now.
I mean, I think right now Juice is a better passer than Ingram. Like, I don't want him bringing the ball up and initiating the offense, but in a fast break, I'd much rather have him with the ball in his hands.
I don't disagree with that, but I don't know, like part of like creating for yourself and others, I would take Ingram as a passer.
Okay.
And neither of them can shoot free throws for whatever reason.
No, I joked about it. Jalen had his best career free throw shooting game in the rookie sophomore game.
Maybe he needs the pressure off. Maybe he's a choker. No. That's why I take Murray, 90% from the stripe, my number one pick. Jakob Poeltl's there. I feel like he'd go.
I'd take him
before Simmons. There's no doubt. There's no doubt about it.
We know someone who would.
I really like Simmons, but yeah, just as it, like, unless you're just going to do the Giannis thing where it doesn't matter because you're scoring 30 and you can't game plan around the whole 30, 10, and 5. But like the 16, 8, and 8, they look good, but you can scheme for that. I'm interested. I want them to make the playoffs because I really want to see how he's defended in the playoffs and what he does.
For sure. And yeah, he's not like a perfect prospect by any means, but
right.
I just don't. I mean, I think one of these days someone's going to punch him in the face and be like, just shoot with your correct fucking hand, and that could fix some things.
The only thing I keep hearing that, and it's like, yeah, the last person to switch was Tristan Thompson.
I know.
Ben Simmons, has got to hear that and be like, yikes, I'm going to shoot with my, left foot before I switch up like Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, I get it, but I don't know. Simmons is really fucking good, and I'd put Murray fourth there for sure in that draft, in that redraft.
Yeah, I'd have him for. I'd probably argue for him top three due to complete bias.
So you'd get Juice out of there?
It'd be between, I don't know. I really don't know. Because I'm a longtime Juice fan. It's true. I might have to get Ingram out of there.
All right.
Just because if he's going to be, like, he's going to play the wing, but I think he'll be a fine defender. I don't know if Ingram ever be like a plus defender.
He's got length, so as long as he can fuck up passing lanes and like affect some shots, like that is passable.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like I think he can be like competent for sure, and with what he projects to be offensively, that'll be more than enough. But I think Murray is going to be a legit plus on offense, and that's 96% of the game for a guard. So I just think it just by the numbers, it just weighs more.
He's also got potentially the all-time sleepiest face, Ingram.
Very sleepy. I don't know. He's still got the Duke stink. I might slide him to like 8. I've seen a lot of people giving up on Thon lately, and I don't like it. I'm still in on Thon too. He hasn't had the jump that I thought he would make this year.
Correct.
But I also feel like his rookie year was better than people imagined. So I feel like he's still on. It's like Trey Lyles. Like Trey Lyles had his years backwards.
Right.
Like he had a down sophomore year, and now he's having a great third year. And so it's like you come in hotter, they expect more. He should have tricked it a little bit. Like they're going to be expecting 45 a game from Tatum next year.
Right, right. It's almost like I almost feel like there should be a ban on talking about anyone until they're like 25.
Oh, not man, that's like 7 years. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. You see what Dunn's doing in his age 25 season. He looks much better.
Josh Jackson turned 25. He's starting to heat up.
No, but I mean, I just feel like there's too many guys where either they have a great rookie campaign and then a weak sophomore or vice versa, and they're either written off as a rookie, and then it's like, oh, where did this guy come from? Or they're either like too praised as a rookie. Like if Tatum put up the exact same numbers next year, it would be like, oh, what a disappointment.
Oh, yeah. It'd be like they figured him out. A bust. Maybe Steven's magic isn't so real, my column.
Right, all of those things would be said, but seriously. So it's like,
oh yeah, if his shooting splits, like I know he's been cold since like I think
his kid was born. Like,
when was that? That was like beginning of the year, like January.
When yeah. It was like right Christmas, top of the year, right around there.
Okay, like if his shooting splits were exactly reversed, like if he shot like he is now at the beginning of the year and was just smoking hot now, the average was still the same. They'd be like, that guy's a bust. That like it just,
oh yeah,
whatever you do first, just. Six. Guy can't shoot. Couldn't shoot at Duke. I don't know why they picked him that high. Nobody cares. He's shooting 48% the last like 2 months or whatever.
Right. Right. Yeah. No, you're 1,000% correct. And yeah, and people do talk about Tatum like he's currently averaging 25 and has all year. Like he's at like 14. Like let's all calm down.
Wouldn't trade him for Davis. Okay. Throw Tatum in the Simmons Ingram juice. Throw Tatum in there. Where do you think he would go? Or where would you take him, I say?
Before Ingram.
Like, you take him before Ingram?
Yeah.
Okay, so you would take, what, Simmons first?
Yeah, it'd be Simmons, Juice, Tatum.
You take Juice before? Oh, boy, they're going to yell at you.
Listen, Jalen's really fucking good. I don't, like, I he was better than them in the exact same game they just played. Like, Tatum was missing, like, open shots. He played fine, but there were stretches. And, the rookie-sophomore game is not some indictment on someone's career, but Jalen was the best player on the court for either team.
I don't know. Didn't win MVP.
He sure didn't.
maybe Bogdanovich should be in this mix. We're talking long-term guys.
Maybe. He could be any age. I would have no idea. But yeah,
I think he's legit. He's 25. I wish he was younger, but I do like legitimately enjoy his game.
Yeah, I mean, he was just gunning from everywhere, and then he was also. I feel like I almost tweeted it, but he doesn't have the athleticism, so it wasn't perfect. But I feel like he's the player we were promised with Hezonja.
Right. Yeah. Or the player Hezonja's been since they turned down his option. That's one and the same.
Also correct. But yeah, I mean, Juice. Tatum definitely has the pedigree, and I think he's – I was trying to picture the Celtics like 3 years from now the other day when I was just staring at myself in the mirror brushing my teeth.
Sure.
And I was like, man, we might – like Kyrie's good for 25, Juice if he can chip in 20, Tatum with 23, Hayward. And I was like, wait a minute, we're not going to average like 140 points a game. Like,
yeah. I mean, I don't know. You're selling Steven short.
But I'm just – I'm pumped with both. I still like Tobias was. Oh yeah, that was one thing. Reggie Miller stunk all weekend. No one was shocked about that. But when Tobias came out wearing the Clippers jersey and he was like, "Ah, he's got the advantage. He's used to these rims." Like Greeny tweeted me. He played there 4 times all year.
Right. I was just like, yeah. He's had another 3 practices than the rest of the guys here. So
yeah.
He knows how the rims been.
But people were really mad we called Tatum, Tobias Harris, and Tobias is still really good, and especially the way he's been shooting this year. I don't know if it's sustainable. That we're going to have to wait and fucking see, but I still don't think that's the absolute, like, people took that as an insult. I don't know if that was the worst thing that's ever been said.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if Tate, like, again, if, like you said, if Tatum just doesn't improve, this is just what he is. Again, it's still a hit. Like, it's still a hit of a draft pick. So, there's no diss at all. Like, if Tobias stayed in the East and maybe two more ankles get turned, maybe he gets that all-star call. Like, he's a very good player.
Yeah, and I will say the one big knock we had on Tatum was defense. And I still don't know. I've talked to, like, other people who, like, were also scouting him and also knocking his defense. And they were just like, I've never seen anything like this. Like, I've never seen an abjectly bad college defender be like sort of a plus pro defender, especially as a rookie.
Oh, I've got Bam Adebayo. Bam Adebayo is going to be like the next MVP. This guy was, I don't know. I wonder if he just hated Coach Cal because he can apparently do everything.
But even I remember us talking about Bam's defense. Even at the end of the year, there were plenty of plays. Like, I remember one specific trap play where he just, like, took the ball. He ran the take the ball out of the guy's hands play to win them a game. Like, there were at least flashes where he could, like, translate to at least a solid help defender. And, yeah, now he – I mean, Mitchell and Tatum have been the two guys behind Simmons and all this Rookie of the Year stuff. Bam, I haven't heard nearly enough people talk about.
Now, I think it's – like, he doesn't – he's shown skills. He doesn't have the stats.
Right.
Like, that's – like, when you see a Bam highlight, it's him, like, locking up Steph Curry at the three-point line. there's no stat for that. You know what I'm saying? It's not 20 points, but I've been thinking. I was like, I wonder, like, what if they get a jump on it and just trade, like, Whiteside this summer? Like, I think he's got 2 years left on that deal. And if they're like, he's clearly not in our future plans. We could probably get more for 2 years than 1 year. And if they're just like, yo, Dallas, like somebody that tries to sign somebody every year
and messes out, yeah.
Yeah, give us, I don't, like a first round pick and any kind of decent player, and we'll just, like, we'll just run with Bam. Like, Spoelstra apparently loves him. Apparently everybody there loves him. He clearly needs more minutes. And they're just like, okay, yeah, just out of nowhere, we just trade Whiteside.
I don't think it would be the most shocking thing.
I'd be here for it. I need 35 minutes of Bam.
Bam and Justice just dominating the East with all-star guard Goran Dragic.
Yeah, I'm so glad when that guy checked in. Love a good Goran Dragic.
Turn my volume up. Like, let's go.
I was like, put in Drummond too, man. Let's see all the stars shine tonight.
I do like Kemba there, because Kemba at least has a game very well suited for an all-star type atmosphere.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
What you'd also agree on, Omax 3 Ultra Pure is the purest omega-3 supplement on the market, containing nearly 94% high-quality omega-3s.
Holy smokes.
Omega-3s.
A heap of omega-3s.
It's almost all of them, according to math. Omega-3s are amazing at alleviating joint pain and muscle soreness and making you feel your best post-workout.
Yeah, after I get like a good tweet workout up, I'll take my Omax 3. I just got my shipment. Shout out to the plug.
Yeah, mine just came through too.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to these thumb joints, man. Sent a few tweets, and I just ain't what I used to be. So I'm looking forward to this Omax 3 getting me right.
People did worry if your game would age well.
They're legit. They're legit concerns. I've always been honest about myself, and aging is a real thing.
They were concerns until you got Omax 3.
Correct.
They can all
be all-star in my year 38.
They can also improve focus and memory, boost cardiovascular health, and more. It just makes sense to take a daily omega-3 supplement. You've probably seen some of these supplements at the store, but many of the top sellers simply don't contain enough omega-3s to give you results. So stop wasting your fucking time with these knockoff Fugazi omega-3s.
I don't say, what's even the point? They're giving you, like, some of the omega. They're giving you omega 1.5. That shit trash.
Well, it's like when you drink, like, juice, and it's like, oh, you have 300% of your daily vitamin C and then, like, 2% of your iron. It's like, how much do I, like, will I die from vitamin C overdose if I try and get this 100% iron?
Right. Will I die from iron underdose?
They even have this cool thing they do called the freezer test challenge. Basically, if you freeze any other omega-3 supplement, it'll get cloudy. That's all the filler that stepped on omega-3s. But Nomax 3 soft gel remains clear. It's pure. It's legitimately fish scale.
I like how they put it's that pure. Like they know their audience.
They sure do.
They're shipping bills. I get it.
Omax 3 comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have plenty of time to try it and really feel the Omax difference. Go to tryomax.com/Mick today to get a box of Omax 3 Ultra Pure for the free. That's tryomax, OMAX.com/Mick to get your free box of Omax 3. Tryomax.com/Mick. Terms and conditions, they apply.
I mean, I'll also say I think they know their audience. They threw a pair of socks in the trial box. They're speaking my language, Omax.
It's true. They know we're a big sock show.
I was going to say, if they threw some, like, fish oil cereal in, I'd be like, all right, you guys are listening.
Well, I bet whoever they have in charge of shipping out these wonderfully packaged boxes. You know
where I think they found them at?
You know what? You took the words right out of my mouth. I think they found them on LinkedIn.
Oh?
LinkedIn is more than the world's largest professional network. It's also a better way to find great talent.
Tell me more.
You post to job boards and hope you'll find the right person for your job. But think about it. How often do you check job boards?
Seldom. Very seldom.
For most people, it's a pretty occasional thing. But there is a place where people go daily to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. In fact, 70% of the U.S. workforce is on there. That's right. It's LinkedIn.
Well, I was going to say, where are the 70% of the workforce? Tell me.
You already know LinkedIn is the world's largest professional network. Well, it's also a better place to find great talent. Just ask any of the hundreds of thousands of businesses who have posted to LinkedIn jobs over the past year. And because LinkedIn considers skills, experiences, location, and more to match and promote your job potential candidates, your job to potential candidates, business rates LinkedIn jobs 40% higher. Not 10%, not even 20%, 40% higher than job boards at delivering quality candidates. 22 million professionals view and apply to jobs on LinkedIn every single week in every single industry, even yours, Tyler, and mine.
Hmm? Whoa. Holy smokes. I didn't even know you could legally market that on the internet, but go figure.
If you're not using LinkedIn for your hiring needs, you're simply missing out. Go to linkedin.com/tape and get a $50 credit to your first job post. That's linkedin.com/TAPE for your $50 credit today. And again, terms and conditions, buddy, you better believe they apply.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, BetDSI, the hoops copy.
Hey.
Basketball is...
Did they mean to send this to us?
It's actually been a shockingly... Other than that Murder of Crows rant we went on, it's been a pretty shockingly basketball-heavy episode.
So, if you're still listening, thanks for bearing with us.
Correct. Basketball is in fully swing. Again, that's not me being illiterate. The previous ad read, that was me being illiterate. This? No. And you can
we call them fair.
And you can get in each game with betdsi.eu. You'll feel the action at betdsi.eu with all the odds, lines, live in-game betting for every basketball game and every other major sport. You heard that right.
Mm-hmm.
Live in-game.
I knew my ears were shit, but I thought I heard it right.
Live in-game betting. Play online and on your phone. Sign up now and be playing in minutes. Go ahead. Make your game day picks and get ready for the fastest payouts in the business. BetDSI.eu has been paying happy winners for over 20 years. You sad, morose fucks, you guys don't get paid as quickly.
Mm-hmm. How many years do you change? Like, if it's like 21, you can't say over 21 years. You have to go like 5, right? They have to wait till 25 years. So they've been paying happy winners for over 25 years.
Right. Yeah, for over 23 years and 6 months we've been paying.
Yeah, but like 24.7 years we've been paying happy winners. It just doesn't have the same ring.
It's what they're really getting at here, it's one of the oldest sites for players to bet and win. There are older sites where you could bet And there are younger sites where you can win, but neither match all the criteria like BetDSI.
I like them checking both boxes.
Correct. If you're looking for some NBA action, we strongly recommend you use BetDSI. You can also bet basketball, which is what the B stands for in NBA.
What?
Hockey, soccer, golf, MMA, auto, esports, and more.
Huh? And newsletter betting.
Hit the over on mixtape, the under on I Am Rappaport. It's all yours at bitdsi.eu. Try it out today and check out our special offer. Use promo playoff promo code. I don't know what playoffs are happening. Tape 25.
The newsletter playoffs, you fool.
And get a free $25 play plus 100% matching bonus on your first deposit. That's right. Check out betdsi.eu and use promo code TAPE25 for a free $25 play and matching deposit bonus. That's betdsi.eu, promo code TAPE, the number 2, also the number 5. Free $25 play and 10% matching bonus only at BetDSI.
What was that matching bonus?
100%.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. Only at betdsi.eu. Did you watch anything good this weekend other than basketball?
I watched Chris put me on The End of the Fucking World on Netflix. That was a great show. Have you heard of it?
I've scrolled past it. I haven't smashed play yet. It's in my list, and it looked interesting just from like the autoplay preview that Netflix has.
Very quiet. I think it's 8 episodes, and they're like legit 19 minutes a pop.
So really?
I was in, yeah. They're like, they don't do credits. Like, it's basically like a black screen intro. Yeah. Intro, outro, 20 minutes max of action. I burned through that. Quality. Would recommend.
Yeah. The kid seemed like a real psychopath, and I appreciated that.
Yeah. It was, I was like, where have I seen that psychopath before? Black Mirror. That's where I've seen that psychopath before.
Yeah,
there's also Yara Greyjoy is in it, and I was like, "Hey, it's Theon's sister,
Theon's lover,
slash sister." Yeah,
yeah. I definitely do need to check that out. I think Fights was in on that as well, and
I definitely recommend that.
Okay, it was a bigger movie weekend for me. I watched Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Have you heard about that at all?
Sure haven't.
It's getting a lot of buzz, as they like to say, nominated for like all the awards and shit. And I'd only heard the title, and it sounds like a really pretentious title. And so I wasn't trying to watch it at all. And then my mother was like, oh, yeah, I heard good things. And I was like, all right, fine. Rented it. And it's one of the like funnier movies I've watched in a while, and it definitely isn't supposed to be that funny. But like the screenplay, like the script writing, would like had me in tears. Like there was some moments that like just killed me.
What's it called? Three Billboard? What?
If you just type Three Billboards, it will come up. But it's like outside of Ebbing, Missouri. Like it takes place in Ebbing, Missouri. And it's just like about a mother who's like trying to get revenge because her daughter was raped and murdered. Classic tale.
I do like revenge.
And so
Woody Harrelson. Yeah. No more.
Yeah, she buys these three billboards that she just like it's been 7 months since like it happened, and she doesn't think the cops are still caring. So she buys these billboards to put them on blast. And so then it's just like her back and forth with the cops, like how the cops react, like what they do. She just keeps calling the cops, like she's white, but she keeps like pointing out that like, oh, you guys are too busy beating up like poor black people to like look into my daughter's rape and murder investigation.
She's not wrong.
Oh, she very much wasn't. The cops are all like Woody Harrelson feels like a good guy in it. And he like the other cops around him all suck. And I don't know, there were just some, like, I came in today and Robbie Fox is our movie guy. So I was like, why didn't you tell me Three Billboards was hilarious? He was like, it wasn't. I was like, and I just started quoting lines, and he was like, yeah, I guess those were all funny, but And I was like, look, I get the tone of the movie wasn't supposed to be like fucking Dumb and Dumber, but this movie was fucking hysterical.
I'll say, yeah, they can still slip some gems in there.
Yeah. Tyrion's in there.
Ooh, okay.
I'm trying to think. You didn't watch The Wire, but Lester Freeman.
That might be next. Chris is trying to get me to watch that next. So okay. That, I told him I need something like after, I like to go lighthearted, heavy.
Yeah, I get that.
And end of the fucking world was, I was like, I need something lighthearted, and then maybe The Wire after that.
Yeah, well, I think if you do watch The Wire, Lester Freeman is probably my favorite character on there, and he took over as one of the cops in this, and it was just a delight to see him in there. I'm trying to think. There was someone else in there that was good, too. It's not coming to me. But, yeah, it was a solid film. I would give it like an A minus.
Okay, nothing wrong with a 91.
Yeah, and it felt like I don't know if it was long or short because I enjoyed it. So it when it ended, I was like, oh, I could have kept watching that, which I feel is a good thing for a movie. Even like good movies, if they're too long, you're like, hey, you could have trimmed like 15, 20 minutes out of that. But this was good, and if it had been longer, I wouldn't have complained.
Yeah, I don't hate that. I might have to put it on the radar.
Yeah, you'll see that 2025 on a flight.
I was gonna say, give me some time.
But the NBA is gonna be back. Thursday's show. There's gonna be no basketball between now and then, and there's no trade deadline. So, if you didn't like this basketball talk and you're still here, there probably won't be fucking any of it then.
Did you watch the Chris Rock?
Yeah, I did, and it was all the stuff I had seen him do live. It was still very good, and it was a little more refined in spots, but, yeah, it was the exact same.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, which makes sense because he's not one of these guys who writes a special every year, so him doing it, like, 6 months ago was like, yeah, this is going to be the Netflix special.
Well, even then, I was reading, it was like, apparently, like, anytime he goes out, he starts from scratch. And Seinfeld was like, I told him he's a madman. Like, Seinfeld was like, I do 20 new minutes a year. Everything else is like the great hits.
He rotates it in.
He's like, I just start from scratch. Seinfeld was like, you sucker.
Yeah, you fool. They'll just keep coming.
I guess.
But yeah, did you like it? Good, bad?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to I think he signed a 2 Netflix special deal, so I don't know when the next one's going to drop, but I'm looking forward to it.
See, probably I would guess the end of this year, because like I said, it wasn't like when I saw Chappelle, like I saw little bits in the his first batch of Netflix specials. With Chris Rock, it was like the same. Like there was no like, oh, he like didn't verbatim. Do this. Yeah, it wasn't like he didn't do this joke. Like, oh, he must have been waiting for this, but like, nope, it was just the same.
Yeah.
Which was fine. I had no problem with it.
So, yeah, I thought they were good jokes.
Strong agree. But they're about to do radio in here, and my bladder will explode.
Sure. I saw the stand-up. I was like, uh-oh.
The stand-up's never a good sign. But rest in peace, Tom Bro, dude.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Porter.
Yes.
Car Cares, Fun for Flint. Smash that donation button. Winner is still here.
Please.
And then even summer, people also need water in the spring, summer, and fall.
I was going to say, I like water in the autumn. That's just me. But I would hope that these people could have some water 4 seasons around.
Correct. It's not a big ask. And we will see you guys later this week.
Take heat. Fuck these niggas.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. Yeah. 6 Scott Bly Boy, 6 Scott Bly Boy. Ooh. Six God Blah Boy, Six God Blah Boy. Yeah. 901 Shelby Drive, look alive, niggas came up on this side, now they on the other side, oh well, fuck them dawg, we gon' see how hard they ride, I get racks to go outside, and I split it with the guys, we up on the other side, niggas acting like we tied, I been gone since late July, niggas acting like I died. They won't be expecting shit when Capo go to slide. Cause I told them that we put that shit behind us, but I lied. Ayy, ayy, look who I'm around, man. If I fucked up, I'ma be downtown, man. Four flow down, man. That's if I get caught, man. Push me to the edge, so it really ain't my motherfucking fault, man. I'm not to blame, man. This fucking industry is cutthroat. I'm not the same, man. And I could let you check the tag. Now I'm rocking name brand. I'm only chasing after bags. Now I got a game plan. And I'm out here with the whoop. 700 3i5s. Look alive, look alive. Niggas came up on this side. Now they on the other side. Oh well, fuck them, dawg. We gon' see how hard they ride. I get racks to go outside. And I split it with the guys. We up on the other side. Niggas acting like we tied. I been gone since like July. Niggas acting like I died. They won't be expecting shit when Capo go to slide. Cause I told them that we put that shit behind us, but I
bitch come through. You and you. I'ma get the money. Drizzy get the loot. Pull up with that Draco. Play with Drake and I'ma shoot. My weapon be the instrument. I blow you like a flute. Nigga play so he feeling it. Pull up broad day with the canine shivering. Drop a nigga like he littering. We at the door like we the delivering. He not a plug, he middleman. That nigga brown like cinnamon. I got the round like Sugar Ray Robinson. Shots in the chest, how you gasping for Alma? Spray him, jet like Febreze. I'm a long way from sitting in the nosebleed. Now a nigga on the floor talking to the athlete. Mine on so close to the guy that I can steal the stat sheets.
901 Shelby Drive, look alive, look alive. Niggas came up on this side, now they on the other side. Oh well, fuck them, dawg. We gon' see how hard they ride. I get racks to go outside, and I spit it with the guys. We up on the other side, niggas acting like we tied. I been gone since like July, niggas acting like I died. They won't be expecting shit when Capo go to slide. Cause I told them that we put that shit behind us, but I lied.